the first thing that, your portion of this study looked at was population growth. We saw Hispanics had gone up to 13%. Other minorities went up a great deal. Did those numbers surprise you?
The real thing that we have here is this, that you had a substantial growth among people of color, that includes African Americans. In that 13-year period, you had a doubling of the size of the Latino population, though. And so, you know, that's like a 100% increase. And you had a 100% increase in the proportion of people who are Asian and other racial and ethnic categories. At the same time that you had the growth among these groups, you had a decline in the proportion of the population that is white.
What stood out for you the most among geographic location? You talked about Democrats from Chicago backed more government spending, while self-identified Republicans downstate were not as supportive of, of those issues.
Yeah, so we do have differences by region. We do have differences by what I will call urbanicity, whether people live in cities or rural areas and things like that. We do have differences, Chicago versus downstate, city versus suburbs, and all these kinds of things. Now, the point that I'm also making is that it is easy enough for us to talk about differences that occur among these groups by geography and by what kind of area they live in. But what is important is for us to talk about where we are changing from and what we are becoming as a state. And so it's clear that the state is becoming much more urban and much more suburban. So that means that you have much more growth in the northern Illinois part of the state than you do downstate. And so I'm not saying that the opinions of people downstate don't count, but I'm saying that they become a smaller percentage of the population. And so when we have redistricting, when we have boundaries redrawn, in terms of the makeup of public opinion, those populations just will not be as visible in the public opinion process as they once were.
After those numbers, you had written about if some of these populations were more computer savvy, that would be another way of weighing what their thoughts were on certain areas, depending on what kind of job they held and how much research someone was doing on websites and that sort of thing.
We have in Illinois kind of a paradox. We have what people refer to as a skills gap. That is a shortage of people who are, in some sense, technology savvy, people who have skills that are in demand, so much demand that we cannot fill the jobs in those areas. And some of those have to do with IT jobs, internet technology, with web design, with computer. At the same time, however, we have rising rates of unemployment, especially among African Americans and Latinos. And so the point that I tried to make in this chapter was that what we really have is a failure on the part of our state to train people in those sectors of the economy that are rapidly growing at the same time that their populations are growing. And so it's like we have this potential workforce that could fill these jobs that are growing much faster than the pace that we can fill them. But instead of that happening, we have these growing populations going into sectors where unemployment is extremely high. And so what we really need to do is to figure out how to close those gaps. And so some of the things that I talked about in that chapter was how we could do things to provide more computer literacy in the schools, provide more services in communities so that we could close the what people refer to as the digital divide along racial lines.
As you'd pointed out, how in the early part of this decade, certain areas were more concerned about state spending than education. The results of this, can they be reflected in how a certain area had voted for, say, a governor?
Let's say that we had a governor who is opposed to some issue that the public is staunchly in favor of, and the public was moving in an opposite direction. And let's say, for example, if it's education, where if, for example, the public is clamoring for greater spending on education, and we have a call for new strategies to provide greater levels of funding for schools and for things like that, and you basically had a governor or a legislature that was saying, but our priority is to hold the line on spending. If, in fact, you had that perception among the public that policymakers were moving in the complete opposite direction of what they believe. And if, in fact, we saw that there was a growing number of people who held those beliefs, and we also believe that those people turned up at the polls, then we would have reason to believe that candidates who were out of step with what the public was clamoring for would not get elected. The State of the State book does not try to make that case as much as it tries to make the case for what the public says that it wants and what policymakers are currently doing, to also call on the talents and abilities of the various authors of these chapters to envision what Illinois might do to resolve some of these kinds of issues that the public says we need to pay attention to, and issues that policymakers are grappling with.